Welcome to the latest episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are rebroadcasting episodes first aired in the spring of 2025, based on a musical we shared earlier that year, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loved. We will be back soon with our current series, The Acts of the Apostles. In the Gospel of Luke, at the home of Simon the Pharisee, a woman known as a sinner anoints Jesus' feet with ointment, washes them with her tears, and dries them with her hair. Jesus forgives her sins and commends her love and faith. Though not named, this woman is traditionally understood as a repentant sinner, possibly a former prostitute. Some scholars believe this may have been Mary Magdalene, but Mary is not identified in the text. In the Gospel of John, 6 days before the Passover, in the place where Lazarus was, in Bethany, Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, anoints Jesus' feet with expensive perfume and wipes them with her hair. Judas criticizes her for wasting the perfume, but Jesus defends her, saying she has prepared him for burial. Is this the same incident that Luke describes? Luke doesn't mention Simon the Pharisee, but it is possible that Lazarus was visiting with Simon. The Gospels of Matthew and Mark also describe a similar incident. But some of the details differ and the woman is not identified. Pope Gregory the Great preached a sermon in the 6th century that merged Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany, and the sinful woman of Luke 7 into one figure. This fusion became dominant in Western Christianity for centuries, influencing art, literature, and liturgy. In contrast, Eastern Christianity always distinguished between Mary Magdalene and Mary of Bethany. Most modern biblical scholars and theologians now separate the three women. First, Mary Magdalene. She was the delivered, devoted follower of Jesus who was the first witness to the resurrection. Second, Mary of Bethany. She was the sister of Martha and Lazarus, known for spiritual devotion. Finally, the sinful woman in Luke 7. She was an unnamed woman who anointed Jesus at the home of a Pharisee, and it is believed that she did so earlier in Jesus' ministry. Why does it matter? Mary Magdalene was a powerful example of redemption and transformation. Mary of Bethany is a model of spiritual intimacy and prophetic insight. Each has a distinct and meaningful role in the gospel narrative, and when we separate them, we allow their individual witness and significance to shine. Some scholars believe Mary of Bethany may have intentionally echoed the earlier act of the unnamed woman, especially if it had become well known. It may have been her own act of love and devotion, deeply personal but also inspired by what Jesus had earlier praised as beautiful. Others see this as a divine poetic symmetry, a sign Jesus was consistently received with deep repentance and deep love by those society pushed aside or misunderstood. The song Love and Honor from the musical captures the anointing by Mary of Bethany.
This is my oil, this is my song, this is my heart where it's always belonged. They see a waste, but I see a king. I pour it. Though death is near,
They see a waste, but I see a king. These words echo the heart of a woman who, in a quiet, extravagant moment, poured a jar of expensive perfume on Jesus' feet. The onlookers were scandalized. How dare she waste such wealth? But Jesus called it beautiful. He called it worship. This song is her voice, her heart, her prayer. It's the voice of anyone who's ever chosen to love Jesus above reputation, above public opinion, above logic. This is my oil. This is my song. The offering may look different for each of us. Time, gifts, sacrifice, obedience, or forgiveness. But the motive remains the same. Love and honor. Jesus praised this woman not just for what she gave, but for what she saw. She saw him for who he truly was. A king facing death, a savior worthy of everything. While others debated cost, she focused on worth. While others clung to silver, she clung to significance. While others tried to preserve, she poured out. Let this fragrance rise, a silent vow. Worship is often quiet. It's a silent vow that says, "You're worth it, Lord." All of it. When you lay down your plans, when you forgive that person again, when you serve unseen, when you choose faith over fear that's oil at his feet. Let them remember, when the dark days come, that we chose to love, we chose to honor, we chose to worship even when others scoffed. Even when the future was uncertain. Today, may your life be a fragrant offering. Not just in song, but in surrender. Not just in prayer, but in poured out love. Let the fragrance rise. What is your oil, the costly thing you can offer Jesus today? In what areas is God calling you to love or honor him, even when others might not understand? How can your life be a silent vow, a fragrance of worship in dark times? Father, receive our lives as living sacrifices. Let our actions tell the world Jesus is our treasure. May the fragrance of our devotion linger long after the music fades. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.